Welcome back to the Space Case Era Show with the Space Nerds, Javi and Benjamin, and our special guest this week, Lee Giott, here on iRock Space Radio. And for those of you who care about the competition, I do believe that it was Javi who got back to the recording studio first, which is pretty impressive considering we have another person here too in the competition. So, welcome back, Lee. We are so excited to have you here. And I was telling you in the last segment, we name each episode after an element. And today we are on magnesium. And so my lovely space nerds here who like to memeify and gifify and do all those kinds of things to science kind of take the lead on dropping the knowledge. And then I ask them questions. So Benjamin, I think you said you were armed and prepared with some magnesium factoids today.
I have a whole bunch.
Oh, but usually see, I'm gonna let Ben go first today, Kavi.
No. Usually Kavi.
Because you feel bad because I beat him back from the green room.
Yeah, I'm trying to play fair, yeah.
That's the way it works. If you're second to the green room, you have to start proving your worth with the knowledge. Yeah. Okay. magnesium is a silvery white metal in its pure form. And just like our last week's episode, which is sodium, also silvery white, very, very reactive. And it's very carefully concealed when it's in this pure form, because as soon as it touches air, it explodes. Isn't that cool? Magnesium. It's a hoot. And if you like chlorophyll, magnesium's all up in that.
I don't know. Chlorophyll kind of puts me to sleep.
Chlorophyll's lame.
But it's green.
Kavi, yeah. Do you have anything to expand on that for magnesium?
I mean, I do, but I feel like I've been getting some flack recently about how all of my space facts end up having something to do with poop.
Today is no exception. You're always the one that goes there. Yes.
Stay on brand, Kavi. Stay on brand.
It is my brand. Because you know what? There are too many different compounds that involve magnesium that are part of laxatives. I just have to say that. Like, it makes no sense. magnesium hydroxide and magnesium sulfate are both used as laxatives. But what I thought was more interesting as a very fun fact is the fact that magnesium sulfate is actually what we know as Epsom salts or bath salts. It was actually first discovered, I think, in England in the 1600s in the town of Epsom, where basically this dude was trying to get his cow to drink out of a well, and the cow was like, nah, that's bitter. I don't want that. And basically they discovered that there was Epsom salts, there was magnesium sulfate in that water. And since then, it's been used, as I mentioned, as a laxative and as bath salt, but also it's been found on other planetary bodies. The Dawn spacecraft actually detected magnesium sulfate, not laxatives, on Ceres, the dwarf planet in the asteroid belt.
Ooh.
So there's a fun fact for you.
So no space laxatives yet.
No space laxatives yet. But we're going to keep searching.
On Ceres.
That's what my PhD is going to be on.
Send the first laxatives to Mars.
Yeah, laxatives. I was going to say, do we need to send cows out to space to, you know,
to hunt for laxatives, kind of like truffle pigs. Yeah.
That'll go on passage two.
Passage two.
The revenge of the cows.
To space.
welcome Lee again to the show. This is what it's like. We always somehow end up in, I'm not kidding, like something about poop in our episodes every single time. Well, okay. Great question. Let's start there. How are you going to go to the bathroom on the Passage Project?
Oh, that's fun. So there's...
oh my God, there's an answer.
There is an answer. There's multiple solutions. But there's one that has... I forget the term. There's like a proper funny term for it, but I forget what it is. But it's basically like a Ziploc bag. I actually did use this on the G-Force one, the zero-G plane. I don't know if you guys have ever... heard of how you use the restroom on that plane.
No.
But I did have to go. I have the bladder of a squirrel. And it's the same thing on the Spirit of Science. There's a little Ziploc bag full of like diaper beads, basically. And you just go. And then you zip it up. Now you have a bag of pee just there.
Okay. I have you ever been asked that before, by the way? Has anyone asked you about bathroom going?
No, not yet. Okay. It's usually just a Gatorade bottle, but I mean,
this is a trip, so I don't want to his bathroom show.
Kavi's super happy that his whole poop platform finally has
like
purpose.
Seriously, I feel like vindicated. The niche has people paid off this right now.
I mean, there are a lot of space science communicators, but how many of them talk exclusively about I ask you.
This is amazing. Okay, so there's a plan for going to the bathroom, which really, I mean, it is actually something. The reason that it comes up in our show a lot is because space exploration is so dependent on human biology, right? So when you're going on a camping trip in a plane, and you have to figure out how are you going to eat? How are you going to make sure that you have clean water to drink? How are you going to use the bathroom? Like, those are rudimentary, essential issues that in the glitz and the glamour of the whole Passage project itself, you really on the backside of it, pun intended, have to figure out though, right? You know, like, how am I going to make sure that I know where I'm stopping and getting fuel and getting food and getting clean water? And so how, I guess I'm very curious now, like, how much of that has been consuming kind of the planning process of this expedition on top of, like Kavi was saying, just doing it in general is huge. Then you're doing it with a cause. Then you're doing it with flying things. Like, how much of the like logistics of this is really like consuming the whole operation of it all?
Oh, I mean, there's logistics for a million different parts of Passage. There's the actual flying. There's customs and immigration processes and letting them know that, hey, I'm coming into land and I'm going to have a plane full of very expensive stuff. There's a language barrier. There's logistics on the ground, logistics with the schools and events. You know, we're basically planning like 7-8 weddings, you know, in that scale of events. Along with doing all this sort of stuff. But yeah, I mean, the aviation logistics are very, it's taken up a lot of the planning process, probably I would say about 60%, because it's also figuring out the weight issue. It is pretty much like an analog mission where I'm going to be alone for 2 months, you know, in an airplane flying for about 100 hours now. And I have to figure out everything that I need to sustain myself has to be in that airplane. And also, you know, survival stuff like the oxygen and fuel and all the supplies and the camera equipment, because there's also a documentary and portable toilets. So there's a lot of different and also survival gear, too. So, you know, I have to have, you know, a few days worth of calories and a life raft and all that sort of stuff in a little bag, and, you know, emergency radio equipment, satellite communicators, and all this extra stuff that adds to the weight. It adds up very quickly. So it's the bare essentials, just a few outfits, just a few extra stuff aside from all of the loading that we're doing, in terms of the stuff we're bringing.
If when this becomes a Netflix documentary, because I'm very convinced that it has the potential to do so, and you're wearing the same shirt the whole thing, we know why. Because
that's perfect, though. That makes the editing so easy.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah, you can make it all look like it was done in one day. I don't know. I don't know if you've watched the trailer yet for Rite of Passage, but you'll notice in most of it, I am wearing the same shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Just pack.
Well, and I was going to say, yes, so you are making a documentary along with this, and you have a trailer out for it, which is available on YouTube, and I'm sure it's linked on your website as well that people can follow. And it you sent it to me a little bit before you kind of publicly blasted it, and I cry easily, but I really did get extremely emotionally moved by it, because you really hit the key emotional points that I knew like you needed to hit to make that something that I truly believe that it could be on Netflix or it could be on Amazon or something like that. What are the plans? And guys, also to my space nerds, I don't want to dominate this conversation, so make sure you jump in with your questions too. But like, what are the plans for the documentary as you're going along? Like, do you have a target set for when it's going to get pulled together afterwards, or are you just kind of like, we're going to go and we're going to film and it is what it is afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we can sit here and plan the documentary all we want, but things are going to change. So we do have a general storyline that we think is going to happen. So we're going to try and follow it. But if stuff happens and there's this extra content, we're going to show it. If it adds to the story.
Yeah.
So documentaries are fun because you don't know what you're writing yet. And right. It's really a combination of having a chase plane with a film crew following me for certain stops in the Caribbean, and then, you know, flying out some crew or hiring local crew for some of the other stops. And then there's some places that are so remote that I'm the only one filming, including all of the flying sequences. You know, we're mounting cameras all over the airplane inside and out. And it's just adding to the workload that I have to do, aside from all of my pre-flight checks and customs and immigration and making sure everything gets there safely, and maintenance and stuff that we have to do along the way. I'm also making, you know, I'm also pretty much directing a docuseries. So, yeah, like we said a million times, there's a lot of it's like an onion. Passage is like just never-ending onion of stuff. But
because it makes Sarah cry.
It's working out, so.
I did. Go ahead, Kavi. You were going to ask a question.
Yeah. Just hearing about all the cameras that are going to be inside and outside of the plane, I'm just thinking about the hours and hours of footage that you're going to have to sift through, which I know will all be incredible content. But some of the other incredible content that is coming out of this project is the pro course that you're doing with all these incredible scientists and science communicators who are providing online free education. Could you tell us more about that? I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, another layer to the onion. So Pro Course is something to, like, you know, when you hear about, and I'm sure you guys have complained too, and you know, if you were in the public school system, like, oh, we never learned how to do taxes. We never learned how to manage our finances. We never learned how to do this stuff. So it's kind of like that, but for STEM careers. So figuring out early on, because I remember when I was in college, so many people switched their majors because they went to college because they had to go to college. They didn't actually know what they wanted to do. So this is a series for high schoolers or really anyone in secondary education to learn a little bit about what certain experts are doing, paleontologists, astronomers, environmental engineers, all that, anything in STEM, and just seeing if this is the right fit for them. What's the lifestyle like? What's the education? What are the education requirements? What are the benefits? What are some of the cons? So helping students figure out what life they want to live and how they want to kind of enter that world of STEM if that's something that they want to do. That's just another thing that we're producing. We're going to probably publish that in probably about a year from now. I think we'll be able to publish all of that. We're shooting these now with various science communicators and professors and experts. So we're building a library, and then we're going to bring it out to the world very soon.
Super cool. We're going to need to take a break. And Benjamin, I know that you probably have some pressing questions and things you want to contribute as well, because I don't want to have anyone be a microphone hog here and I'm talking to myself. I do want to say, bringing up the whole, you know, people switching their majors and they're just going to school because they have to. And I think one of the things I remember sticking out about you to me that I laughed so hard over was a video that you made with your calculus textbook, I believe.
Was that like me throwing a book at a tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
was,
you give it the bird and then you chuck it and it whacks a tree. Yeah. And you're like, never taking this again.
That was actually, I think I was 13. And that was like when, that was my first like camera phone. It was a really bad quality video. And I guess now it's pretty funny because it was that.
Yeah, you reshared
it recently. Yeah.
And you like chuck it at a palm tree, which for me is very novel because I live in the Midwest and we don't have those. And so it's just kind of funny to me. And I remember just laughing so hard at that because I think that we all, I don't care if you're really good at school, everyone has that moment where you're like, I will set fire to this book as soon as this class is done.
As soon as it's over.
Yes. And so you captured that at such a young age. Look at you. You were like, you were gearing up and you were ready for a spotlight at 13. We're going to have to take a break. Yeah. When we get back, we'll just keep talking more about Passage because I think that we haven't even, it is a lot of different layers. And so we haven't even really touched all the different elements that make up what the Passage project is. Layers like onions, which definitely makes me cry. So stick out for the music break, however long it may be. And when we return, you will be listening again to the Space Case Sarah show with the space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, and our special guest this week, Lee, here on iRock Space Radio.